Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. This is Grady Deaton, and you're listening to Coffee at KYUK. As usual, I'm excited to be here, and I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and to the coast. So, with all that said, water levels seem to be rising on the Cusco. So I'm deeply interested in getting feedback from listeners relative to the water flow, wood, lush, geese. Give me a call, Grady at kyuk.org, if you're calling me by email. If you want to do it by phone, dial 543-3131 and tell them that you want to speak to Grady. I'll be here for the next day or two. And then Johanna Urich has an awesome lineup of some coffee shows for your listening pleasure, so stay tuned. Today, I have with me in the studio Mary Mathias. Right?
Yes.
I was practicing pronouncing your last name, and then when I get to the point where I say it, I get stage fright. I know that guests experience this. I only experience it right at the proper noun place. But good morning, and thank you for joining me this morning.
It's a pleasure.
So I noticed about 2 weeks ago that the seed potatoes were in town.
Yes.
And I recalled last year that I was going to have you come in, but then when I inquired, the seed potatoes were gone by the time I inquired last year. I had assumed the same this year, and when I noticed that you had an announcement about a fish program for elders, mm-hmm. that you also had seed potatoes. So I thought it was very important for me to go ahead and have you come in, because I have been getting recommendations to have you in and announce the seed potatoes from some of my cohort, and I hadn't jumped on it. Because I thought the seed potatoes were gone quickly, but you still have some.
Yeah, we still have some.
Tell me more about the seed potato program.
Well, every year we order seed potatoes for the community, and they arrive in May.
Do people call to get it, or do they have to go? Do I have to call and reserve? Do I just show up at ONC?
Yeah, you show up at ONC, and you fill in an inventory log, and you write in like how many potatoes you want and take them.
Awesome. So it's first come, first serve, and I'm assuming that log, it helps you with the funding source. Is that right?
Yes, and it also helps me keep track of like how many potatoes were distributed, and you know, if there's remaining, or you know, like it just depends on how fast they go.
Now, I would be inclined to ask you a numbers question about the past, but I'm going to hold off because I'm sure that if I was in your shoes, I wouldn't have the number. So I'm going to ask you instead, like a general about the past, about the seed potato program. What has been your takeaway? Do you feel people are very enthusiastic about it? Have you heard some stories? Have you gotten some mashed potatoes out of the deal?
No, I haven't. We just ordered the potato seeds, and in the past they only ordered like two different brands of potato seeds, which were yellow and Cal Red.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I became director, I ordered a different variety of seed potatoes.
Spectacular. I don't expect you to know. There's so many varieties of things, but do you get those on the top of your head, the new varieties that you've added?
The Magic Marians.
Magic Marians.
Delta Reds. I forget what they're called. They're fingerlings.
Fingerling potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And I forget the other two. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine, because you know what I should know at this point in the game? I should know the status of plots available at the community garden, so I could tell people you can get your seed potatoes and mm-hmm. you can still get a plot over there. But I don't know. they have to contact somebody, and I don't have the number. If someone wants to call in, I'm watching the phone lines, 543-5985. If you know the status of the garden plots over at the community garden, I'd be happy to answer that call on the air live, because we're talking about seed potatoes with Mary Mathias. Now, I'm going to tell you some more things about seed potatoes. It's a good thing that you offer that program, because I would be inclined, having been a transplant here, to take those potatoes that have grown eyes in my cupboard that I bought at the store and put them in the ground. And I've been told by my good friend, well, by my friend Leif Albertson, that it is not only not advised, it is extremely ill-advised to plant potatoes that we buy at the store. And the reason why is because there's a potato blight that we do not experience in Alaska that is experienced throughout the 48. And so that's a warning, folks. Do not plant your potatoes from the store, from the grocery store, that they grow the eyelets. You might read on a blog or on the website that you can do that. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't, because what you're doing is you're potentially introducing a potato blight that ravages the 48, and we don't experience in Alaska. So that's a warning, and hopefully a shout-out to our cooperative extension agent, who is clearly concerned about that particular issue as we're talking about potatoes today. I didn't just have you in about potatoes, though. And when we come back, I'm going to have you tell us a little bit about the Elder Fish Program. Tell me the name of it for now.
We're starting something new. It's called, it's not called yet, but we're hoping to catch whitefish and maybe shefish for the elders.
So a whitefish and shefish elder fish program from ONC. More details in a minute when we come back. Stay with me. We're going to listen to Peggy Lee and Black Coffee now.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams too dry. Now man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning, morning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground, it's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
That was Peggy Lee with Black Coffee. My coffee is not black. I like a lot of cream, a lot of sugar in my coffee. Oops. Oh, gotta pause that. Can't have hot coffee playing by Edward Tobin. That's my next trick. I don't want that to happen automatically. I'm sitting in the studio with Mary Mathias. She has been telling me about the seed potatoes, which are still available at ONC. You can pick those up between 8:30 and 5 p.m. Right there at ONC. It's first come, first serve. They're just going to ask you to write down how many potatoes you took. I don't even think they want your name. They just want to know how many got out of there. If they ask your name, I'm sure you can put anonymous or something like that. The other thing that is worth mentioning is if you want to give them a call, you can call 543-2608 just to confirm that there's still seed potatoes there, because I'm expecting that since I have a huge, huge volume of, it's really huge, listeners I have, and they're going to run right now over there to ONC and clear you out. So maybe you call. I'm jesting. I am forgetting to give the mic to Mary. Thank you again for joining me, Mary.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to have a coffee drinker with me. I call it coffee at KYUK. So when I'm not having coffee with someone, I feel like, what's the story here? So thank you for being a coffee drinker. How do you take yours?
With cream.
Spectacular. I'm a cream and sugar person. Now, I also had you come in for another reason. Mm-hmm. There's this new program that you're debuting. It's She-Fish and Whitefish for Elders. So
yes.
you're soliciting for fishermen to donate fish as well. Is that right?
If they want to. Mm-hmm. We have an employee at ONC who helps go out and gather subsistence for Native families, or act as a designated hunter.
Cool. So so ONC is just kind of formalizing something that already was kind of happening or could be happening with mm-hmm. a loose knit group of people who do that as a standard status of their life. All right. Excellent. Excellent to know. How does an elder take advantage of that?
Well, they could call me.
Is that a direct call to you, or do
yes.
they call the other number?
Call me, and I could sign them up, get their names and addresses, and share that information with.
What number should they call?
543. Well, they could call me directly if they want to, my office desk. 543-0522 or 543-2608.
Awesome. Now, I wanted to know a little bit about that program. What else, you know? How what's going on with it? Do you want to give a shout out to that mm-hmm. gentleman you were mentioning? Or is that
the gentleman that I?
There's obviously somebody who's clearly interested in volunteering their efforts to bring in. So I think it's worth thanking that person in advance for his work.
His name is Mitty Shaney.
Awesome shout out to that mm-hmm. to that person looking out for our elders. Mm-hmm. And tell me just a little bit about how you feel about this program, what you think is going to happen with it.
Well, I've been feeling within this past year the need for improving the way we provide our services to our elders, because sometimes the elders miss out on the subsistence, and sometimes or other times they have no one to hunt or fish for them. And in the month of May, right after the river breakup, it becomes hard for some people to go out and catch whitefish. And I know that elders, you know, they have a favorite, like a craving for whitefish. And so I wanted to help in providing for them the best that we can at ONC.
Very cool. Now, you know, I'm noticing that I have a little bit of time, so I'm so pleased, because I want to ask you a little bit about you. Off air, you told me you're from Bethel.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I consider that a rarity. I meet a lot of people who live in Bethel who've moved here from a village or who have been transplanted here like myself at some point in their life. But you're a Bethelite.
Yes, I am.
With the exception of Night Mute for some short bit, tell me a little bit who you are, your parents, and you have a Yupik name, all that jazz.
Okay.
That's really the important stuff. Let's just hear it.
So my, excuse me, my maiden name is Herrera.
Herrera?
Yeah.
Órale, ¿puedes hablar español entonces?
I don't speak Spanish.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm half Puerto Rican and half Alaska Native.
Awesome.
And my parents are Rita Andrews, and my dad is Jose Herrera. And so my mom is from Bethel, and my dad is from New York. Excuse me. What else? My Yupik name is Aghanabahak, and my other Yupik nickname is Gukubuk, which is what my mom calls me.
Is there a story there?
Yes, there is. As I recall, I was sitting on a tricycle. I was like a little toddler, and she's sitting there on a chair, and she asked me, "What should I call you, Aghanabahak or Gukubuk?" And I didn't like the first one. And I said, Gukubuk. And so she's called me that ever since. And when she wants my attention or...
She calls
like,
it.
Yeah, feeling special or whatever, she'll call me that. And I'm like, yeah? Huh?
I have you in the hot seat. There's just a couple questions I try to ask everybody. If it's an imagination question, if you were a berry, what berry would it be and why?
Blueberries. Because I love blueberries.
Good question. Now, you might be a connoisseur of agudak. So who makes the best agudak?
I would have to say my mother-in-law.
What about it?
She makes the best agudak. I mean, different varieties. And
oh, she just, herself,
yeah,
her skill.
And I kind of mentor her, and I try to copy what she does.
That's amazing. That's awesome. One day we'll have to get some of that. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to have you come back another time, because I have a special place for Bethelites, because, you know, this is a Bethel radio station. So I definitely want you to come back another time, not just for ONC stuff. If you feel like coming by on a Friday when we're just kind of hanging loose on coffee at KYUK, consider it an open invitation to just drop by, work you into the show. And thank you for joining me this morning. You can contact Mary directly if you're an elder interested in finding out about the Whitefish Shefish program by dialing 543-0522. If you'd like to find out about those seed potatoes, see if they're still there, I would encourage you to call the main line, 543-2608, and you can pick those potatoes up between 8:30 and 5 p.m. They're still there now. Any last words, Mary?
I wish everyone a bountiful harvest this season.
All right. I'm going to thank you again for coming, and it leaves me just one thing left to say to you, listener. Don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.